Friday morning, I'm Ron Stutz. He's Freddie Karger.
I am.
His number one claim to fame.
Trivia at this moment.
Yes. And not only does he have the questions, but he also has the answers.
Correct.
I don't know what the question
they
or the
answer
will be.
They are hermetically sealed.
That's right. I don't have any idea. So.
In a mason jar on the front porch of Funk and Wagnalls.
I'm hearing it for the first time, just like you are.
Yes.
What kind of question do you have today? You're going to
give medication.
Us a challenge?
Medication.
Medication. I want to be sedated.
I want a new drug. Dadgum, the pusher man.
From the Roma, Dadgum.
Yeah.
That's a Roy Williams version of the pusher man
exactly.
From Steppenwolf.
Yep, medication is, and well, August is a month of change.
Yes, it
summer's
is.
Ending, school starting, summer winding down, autumn on the way.
Football season cranking
football
up.
Football season, kids are coming back to school. A lot of time of change and perhaps stress.
Oh, yeah.
So, what is the common trade name for the medication that is the most prescribed anti-anxiety med in the United States?
Oh.
What is the common trade name for the medication that is the most prescribed anti-anxiety med in the United States?
Well, I've never had one, but I think I know the answer.
Yeah, I've never had one either.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off. $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, I believe you would be talking about Valium.
No.
No?
No. We ask, what is the common trade name for the medication that is the most prescribed anti-anxiety med in the United States?
Really? What would it be?
Xanax.
Xanax?
Okay. X-A-N-A-X.
I just kind of assumed it would be, you know, people always say, take a Valium.
You're right. I mean, I got Valium once when I was having, like, my knee surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were living together up on Shady Lawn.
Really?
When we moved up the street.
Boy, I needed some Valiums when I was...
Boy, holy smoke.
Living there.
Yeah.
But Xanax is the
Xanax,
answer.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do the... it's alprazolam. And I may be just butchering that. Cliff Butler or his wife Linda or Ed Loudermilker, one of the pharmacists, might want to call in and correct me. But
I won't know the difference.
Alprazolam, Alprazolam. Its chemical formula is C17H13CIN4. It's the FDA-approved medical treatment for panic attacks and anxiety disorders.
Wow.
Yes, the most prescribed and perhaps maybe the most misused. First released by Upjohn in 1981, it's now issued by Pfizer.
You know, if this were a television commercial, you could spend 15 seconds talking about how wonderful it is.
Not 10 seconds, and
you'd spend 40 seconds talking about how all these things that could happen to you, and you can die.
I know.
And then I think at the end,
ask your doctor if Xanax is right for you.
Yeah, and I'm going, that ain't right for me. I don't want to break out in hives and my leg fall off and, you know, I don't want to die.
You'll be growing limbs
I have
out
no,
your
no
end.
Interest in taking that after you've just told me all these things that can happen.
I get so tickled listening to those things. Are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Who's going to go out and take that?
Yeah, it's all CYA. You know, you know what that stands.
CYA.
That stands for covering yourself.
Oh, I gotcha.
In case somebody decides to sue you, you can say, hey, we warned you. Your leg would fall off if you took this drug.
But I had the TV set on mute, man.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Hey, have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right.